And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, happy Sunday to you right around the country in Sydney 2GB, Melbourne's 3AW, in Brisbane at 4BC, via 5AA in Adelaide and 6PR in Perth. This is the House of Wellness, Ed Phillips in for the next hour or so, joined by our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist, Gerald Quigley. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Ed.
Nice to have you with us, my friend. Looking
Thank
forward
you.
To a jam-packed hour where we will be chatting with holistic dentist Dr. Ron Ehrlich shortly. He's got a brand new book. You love this guy, right? Oh. He's written a book called A Life Less Stressed and the Five Pillars of Health and Wellness. Such an important guy, and looking forward to picking his brains on this subject. Getting
He's
around
good.
Stress, which is all in our lives and would love it to be minimised. And then a little bit excited, a bit of a fan crash on AFL Women's Superstar. It kicked off on Friday night. Aaron Phillips from the Adelaide Crows is joining us. Another Phillips. I mean, you know, you can't
they're
go
taking
past.
Over. Good. No, they're taking over.
Yeah, yeah. She was Premiership co-captain last year, of course, and won everything along the way. Sadly, didn't play last night. And the
no,
Crows
and I think
got
they
wrong.
Missed. Yes, they missed her. I watched the game. Watched the game because I'm an Erin fan, and they weren't quite there.
Yes, never mind, never mind. She's got an injury, and hopefully back next week before she comes to pummel the Mighty Magpies. And I know you're so excited that Carlton beat them as well. So
I am.
You're going to stress me out all footy season about footy results, men's and women's.
Many times over,
okay.
Ed.
Right. If you're feeling stressed and if you'd like some relief or any other aches and pains or ailments, confusion about perhaps some of your scripts or prescription medicine, Gerald is here to take your calls and questions. 131-873 is our number. As always, give us a call here at the House of Wellness. We will have a $100 voucher to give out, a gift voucher to go and spend at Chemist Warehouse at the end of the show. So take advantage of that, 131-873. We can jump into things too, and I want to mention, of course, the confusion surrounding, and a bit of the panic too, I think you'd have to say, Gerald,
yes,
about the
yeah.
Feb 1 deadline passing this week and codeine laws changing, right? What's the snapshot of that? And we'll delve into it a bit more deeply later on in the show.
Just very briefly, Ed, Australia now has fallen into line with most other countries in the control of over-the-counter codeine products. Codeine's a fairly unpredictable and unreliable analgesic, and it just means that the convenience of having codeine over-the-counter is gone now, but we do have lots of other options, and there's no need to panic, but you can't just walk in anymore and say, can I have a small packet of Panadeine? It can't happen.
Yeah, but there has been a bit of panic. There's been talk of hoarding it and so on from various pharmacies, so
yes.
We need to allay these fears a little bit, don't we?
We will.
Over the course of the morning.
And we will.
All righty. Why don't we jump into a first call and get things rolling here at the House of Wellness. Our number, wherever you're listening to us around the country, 131-873. Let's grab Loretta, who's in Moorabbin in Victoria. Morning to you, Loretta.
Good morning to you all. I hope I find you all well.
You
we
too.
Are, Loretta.
That's good. Gerard, I wonder if you could give me some advice.
Sure.
In July of last year, I had a severe fall in the op shop I volunteer for. I smashed my patella to pieces in my left leg. I had major surgery and I was replaced by a wire one. They sent me home locked in a brace for 3 months. And when that was taken off, I've lost all the muscles in the top of the leg.
Yes.
And now I'm having difficulty. I'm bending it a bit, but as for lifting it, I can't without physically doing it myself. Now,
muscle.
I was wondering if there's anything I could take to help the muscles. I am walking. That's about
Good.
The only thing I can do. I'm walking all the time.
Good.
I don't sit down, but I find this has become, they've told me at the hospital they can do no more for my leg.
Mm.
But I was wondering if there was something that I could take to help me.
Loretta, what you're doing is perfect, as in gentle exercise, because the way you rebuild muscle strength is exercise. And you can certainly look at an exercise physiologist or a myotherapist. Mm-hmm. Both of those people are trained well in helping you retain muscle strength. And it's all about protein. So look at increasing your protein intake. You can buy protein shakes. You can just eat protein across the day.
Right.
Don't leave your protein intake till last thing at night. So start the day with an egg or an omelette or something and have maybe a tuna or salmon sandwich at lunchtime and then your normal meat at night.
Right.
From an energy perspective, Loretta, perhaps look at coenzyme Q10. You can buy a 300 milligram CoQ10 once a day.
Yes.
It helps produce energy at cellular level, so it will support your efforts in walking that little bit extra each day.
Yes.
And can I add, congratulations for being a volunteer in your op shop. We need lots of people like you. So well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Let us know how you go with that, Loretta. You're in the running for our $100 gift voucher, as all our callers will be this morning here on the House of Wellness. Ted, we come to you in Beaumaris. Good morning.
Yeah, I was just thinking to say, we went to buy some Panadol, paracetamol sort of thing.
Yes.
When we were in the supermarket, we're confused. It said the Panadol was quite a fair bit. And then they had the home brand, which was made in Australia.
Yeah.
And when I read the packet, it said it had 500 milligram of paracetamol and no glutens, all this sort of stuff, which is exactly what it said on the other one. Is it dangerous buying the no-names?
No, Ted, under regulations in Australia, you can be reassured that they are the same strength, and it's just a personal preference. You can buy the brand that's advertised widely, that's become a bit of a byword, or you can buy the generic. The choice is yours. Just make sure you don't get confused, though, with paracetamol, because it often comes in different places. So you've got paracetamol you can use for headache, you can use it for back pain, you can use it in cold and flu things. So the only issue with paracetamol is the dose can build up without you knowing, but I'm sure you're all over it. But reassured, Ted, they are fine.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call, mate. 131873, right around the country this morning. It is the House of Wellness. You can reach Gerald via the website as well, which is simply houseofwellness.com.au. You can hear the radio show back. A TV show will be back in about a month, won't it, GQ?
Looking forward to that, Ed.
Absolutely. And we're here across right around the country on your Sunday mornings. Let's grab one more call. Lewis is standing by in Hoppers Crossing. Hey, Lewis. Good morning.
Oh, how are you today?
Hi, Lewis. We well. How can we help?
Yeah. Look, I'm just wondering why, like, they're telling people to go on diets. Now, you know, I'm prepared to go on a diet, but I'm on a pension, you know, and I'm not very well. And they put up their prices just because you want a good diet food. It's like just for your cholesterol, you get these Weet-Bix. Now, I've always had Weet-Bix, but these Weet-Bix are supposed to stop your cholesterol. And you know what? They put it up. There's so much money. Why can't they put it down if the government's worried about people getting overweight?
It's a pretty sound argument, Lewis. I think the important thing is that you are already aware that you want to make a difference to your food options, and you can do that just by focusing, Lewis, on a little more protein, sticking with good fats, and sticking with carbs really in the form of vegetables. So perhaps back off on the fruit a little, have some more veggies. And the big thing we all struggle with, and Ed and I certainly do, but he's a pillar of strength, is food portions. So you've just got to make sure you look at the quantity of food you have, Lewis. And you can do that without actually buying anything. You can do it. So look, you've recognized it. Well done. And the improvements in your health, if you lose just even 10% of your body weight, are terrific. So well done.
Still struggling with the portion control. I won't argue with that there. Lewis, thank you for your call. In the running to score our gift voucher too, $100 worth to spend at Chemist Warehouse, where I should point out the prices are pretty hard to beat, right, Gerald? Capacities. All right, well, let's take a little break here. We'll get to more of your phone calls in just a sec. 131873. And our special guest, Dr. Ron Ehrlich, who's a holistic dentist, in fact, one of Australia's leading holistic health advocates, coming up next to tell us about his brand new book on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, we would like to live a stress-free life, wouldn't we? But these days, it's never been more stressful. Dr. Ron Ehrlich is with us, though, one of Australia's leading holistic health advocates, educators and holistic dentists. And he's just released a fabulous new book, which we have in front of us here, A Life Less Stressed, The Five Pillars to Health and Wellness. It's a holistic guide to the everyday stresses that wear us down and the simple changes we can make to lead happier, healthier and more resilient lives. And Dr. Ron Ehrlich is with us to join us on the House of Wellness. Good morning, Dr. Ron.
Good morning. Thank you.
Congrats on the book here. It's been endorsed, I might add, Gerald, by our very own Dr. Ross Walker too. So it must be good. It's the seal of approval.
Yes, it's been nice to get that. They obviously know a good book when they read it. No, very pleased to have that.
Good morning, Ron. It's Gerald Quigley here. How are you going?
Gerald, how are you? I'm very,
very well. Very well, thank you. And congratulations on the book. It's sensational. And I know your holistic attitude on health. It's really amazing that it's taken so long for we Western practitioners to understand that life is such a holistic thing we've got to consider. So, Ron, as a dentist, a holistic dentist, how recently has poor dental health been associated with heart disease and stroke?
Well, it goes back at least 20 years, depending on which journals you want to read, but there's been research going back to the 1930s that has done exactly that. So it's not exactly new. The fact that the mouth is connected to the body, the fact that it's the gateway to the digestive tract, it's the gateway to the respiratory tract, full of nerves. It's the most common site for chronic inflammation and infections in the whole body. Mm. So for some strange reason, this oral cavity has been the black hole of healthcare for too long, but the connections have been known for a very long time.
Now, fair to say, we've known a bit about the body for quite a while. We're recently sort of cementing the pathways between gut health and the brain, aren't we, Doctor? And now the mouth and the brain, which seems illogical and not such a far step to take.
Well, you know, the thing is holistic. The word holistic conjures up some kind of New Age philosophy.
Sure.
And it's actually not. I mean, just quite simply, it's the way the body works and it's the way the world works. So, you know, thinking holistically, I think, is going to be important, not just for our own health, but the health of the planet. And the two are inseparable.
Ron, you say there are five stresses, and we're talking here not just men's health, are we? We're talking health, men and women, but we blokes are pretty pathetic health-wise. You say there are five. Could you walk us through those five stresses?
Sure. Well, as a general overriding rule, I would define anything that upsets the balance or homeostasis of the body, anything that challenges that is a stressor to the body. And to that effect, this model that I've been working with in my own practice since 1983 looks at stress as a combination of five stressors. Emotional, which everybody relates to, you know, everybody thinks of stress, they think of emotional stress.
Sure.
There is environmental stress. I mean, we are literally exposed to thousands of chemicals on a daily basis in our food, in our water, in our air, in our personal care products. And we assume they're healthy but and they've been tested, but sadly they haven't. There's radiation as well. There's the whole impact of industrial food production. Yep. So environmental stress is really important. Nutritional stress is an obvious one, and in the book I go into eight problems with our current food system and the food that we're eating. Then I talk about postural stress, because we are spent, I mean, the cliche now is, of course, that sitting is the new smoking.
Yes.
And we seem to be doing an awful lot of that. We also seem to be taking this 4 or 5 kilogram head of ours, and instead of keeping it on top of our shoulders, we've got it tilted at an angle, looking at either our phone, our computer, or our laptop.
Yes.
So there's a postural stress there, but I identify at least 10 other postural stresses. And then finally, dental stress. So those five stresses are my stress model. These have the potential to upset the cart, upset the body and the mind, and to upset the balance that our body so badly needs to stay healthy and well.
All right, then. So how do we overcome these five?
Well, you know, that's so interesting because, as I say in the book also, as these problems that we seem to be faced with on a daily basis in our modern world become more complex, I believe the solutions are actually remarkably simple. They're within everybody's grasp. They're cheap. And they can make a huge difference, not just to our individual health, but collectively as well. So the five pillars, if you like, the five pillars of health and wellness, which I identify in the book, the first one that I list, and I list it in this order for a reason, and that is that sleep is without a doubt the most important pillar.
Sure.
Taking, you know, sleep, a consistently good night's sleep is linked to absolutely every measure of health. And you know, when we look at mental health, for example, every single mental health issue that we face in our modern world is connected to a poor night's sleep. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter we're talking about depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, ADHD in kids. It's not just adults, it's not just men, it's not just women. This is a right across the board.
Sure.
So sleep is number one, and sleep is a product of both quantity, sleeping enough, and quality, and that is breathing well while you're asleep. And so I've assigned that to a separate pillar. I mean, the secret to living a long life is to keep breathing for as long as you can.
That's not
a huge breakthrough, but
hard to argue.
The secret to living a healthy, well life is to breathe well throughout your life. And there's a difference between breathing and breathing well, and it has a profound impact on not just the quality of our sleep, our body chemistry, our posture, our mood, the whole thing. So breathing is the second pillar. Nutrition, obviously, is another one. And I go into, you know, we're bombarded by superfoods and super supplements. Everything's super and things to avoid. So I've gone into the book with 10 principles that people can just use as guiding principles in deciding what they put on and in their bodies. Are they feeding their friends or their foes? You mentioned the gut microbiome. It's a huge topic. So that's the third pillar. Movement, of course, is the fourth pillar, and I called it movement, not exercise, because just getting up and moving makes a very big difference.
Yeah.
And finally, the final pillar, and it's certainly not the final, I mean, all of these interact with each other. It's not a linear thing. They interact, is thought. And thought is a huge thing. I mean, Harvard did a study over 75 years to find out what the most important factor was in people's longevity, health, and wellness. And it turns out relationships are the most important predictor of the healthy and the long life. And for me personally, what I got out of writing the book, and that was the power of gratitude. You know, we have so much to be grateful for in our world, although if you listen to the news, you wouldn't think so. But gratitude is another. So thought's the final pillar.
Interesting. Keep your skeleton moving, keep your brain moving as well.
Very important. Ron, there's no doubt you are a super bloke. Well done.
Thanks, Gerald.
It's called A Life Less Stressed, The Five Pillars of Health and Wellness. Just released now, Dr. Ron Ehrlich. We will find it in all good bookstores. It's one to grab as soon as possible and read from cover to cover. Appreciate your time today. Lovely to speak with you.
Thank you.
Thanks Dr. Ron. We're going to grab some more of your calls in just a sec. 131-873, Francis and Pat are next in line. We're coming to you after this quick break here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Lovely to have your company across the country today for The House of Wellness. Ed Phillips here along with Gerald Quigley. He's standing by for any of your calls and questions. 131-873, wherever you're hearing us. Francis in Beckenham in WA, good morning. We're coming to you bright and early there in Perth.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure, Francis. How can we help you?
I've got a problem with excessive perspiration.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just perspire, I pour water.
Yeah. How long's this been going on, Francis?
Sorry?
How long's it been going on?
Well, I've sort of had it in a small way for quite a long time, but just particularly this summer, it's been really, really bad. And I don't just drip water.
You make a lot of perspiration.
I head down to where I'm when I'm sitting. Yeah. You know, right down the body.
Francis, there's a number of things involved in perspiration. And one way to start will be to see your GP as soon as you can and have a thyroid check done, because the thyroid gland is very much involved in heat production and whether you feel cold or hot. From a herbal perspective, Francis, sage is the herb. You can buy sage in a capsule form and in a tea form, and that is specifically for excessive perspiration. But I'd still be having a chat with your GP. Don't let him or her just dismiss it as incidental. It's obviously causing you real concerns. So chase it up. If you haven't had a thyroid check done, ask if that's appropriate. If you've got medications, ask the doctor to have a look at those as well. So there's a number of different issues underlying what you're finding. But from something you can do, look at sage, which you can buy without any problems at all, and it's a very safe herb.
Good luck to you with that one, Francis.
Thank you, Francis.
In the draw for a $100 gift voucher, by the way, from Chemist Warehouse. 131-873 is our number. Pat is standing by in South Otley. Good morning, Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Good morning, Gerald.
How can we help you, Pat?
Yes, my son has gout.
Mm-hmm.
His toe is swollen and he's in a lot of pain.
Yes, gout is not a fun thing, Pat. And what do? You have a chat about it to your mum. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Pat, if to have it definitively diagnosed, he needs to see his doctor. You get a blood test. And the pain he's experiencing is because of crystals coming out of solution, out of his bloodstream, and it really being focused in his toe. You can take turmeric, Pat. From a herbal perspective, turmeric works very effectively. But you have got to encourage him to drink a lot more water. Now, he would always do as his mum says, I'm sure. So more water and less things like soft drink and fruit juice, because we know that high carbs will bring on a gout attack. We blame alcohol, but that's only one of the issues. It's often the carbs that do it. But perhaps today go and get him locally, please, Pat, some high-dose turmeric. Encourage him to take it at the maximum dose and drink plenty of water, and he will find some relief.
Okay, thank you, Gerald, so much.
You're a good mum, Pat.
Good mum.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Laurie in Wantirna. Thank you for holding on, Laurie. Good morning.
Hi, Laurie. How can we help you?
Thank you. I'll start with, I'm a dual amputee.
Yes.
I also do renal dialysis and I'm blind.
Yes.
Last year I took my wife to Europe, and while we went to Europe, when we got to Europe, my fistula had clotted.
Mm.
We spent the 7 weeks there. We got by with dialysis in Italy, and we came back to Australia, and they put in a new fistula in my arm.
Good.
Since they put the new fistula in my arm, my hand has gone ice cold.
Uh-huh.
I've spoken to the doctors every time I do dialysis, and they're just vague.
Laurie, what appears to have happened is that there's been some interference with the nerves in your arm, and you're feeling that as cold hands. So the simplest thing to do is to massage your hand. Your wife can massage your hand as many times a day as is possible, because the massage will help with circulation and help with nerve function. And you can buy a number of muscle-type creams, because they usually have got substances in them to draw blood into the area to make your hand warm. So check with your pharmacy for one of the creams. You don't need one that smells particularly overpoweringly, but and just a small amount, massage well 3, 4, 5 times a day to help drive circulation down into your hand. And that will be one way to offset that coldness. So thank you for calling. Congratulations on that big trip you had.
Yeah, that would have been amazing. Thanks, Laurie. Yeah. For those of us not so medically informed as you, a fistula?
It's a little outlet that Laurie has had installed. It just helps really drainage and helps other things. And when they block up, it becomes really quite a major issue.
Gotcha. Now, has this codeine law change become a major issue? How do you read it? We're a few days in only, but
people
are seeming to panic a little bit because I guess they don't have all the info they need.
There's been a couple of reports, Ed, but look, the facts are that the Medical Journal of Australia report that more people dying of codeine-related deaths now than there has been for a while. So, in fact, the number of people dying doubled between 2000 and 2009.
Okay.
Numbers probably don't mean much, but it means that over-the-counter medicines containing codeine offer really very little additional benefits when compared with similar medicines without codeine.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening now? We've come to the realisation that we don't need the codeine. As I said before, it's unpredictable, Ed. And if you're really relying on codeine for relief, then you should talk to your doctor. If you find having codeine on hand for the occasional use, you can talk to your pharmacist, because there are options. But remember, all of these things are meant for short-term use. Long-term use, that's when the doctor gets involved. But it's not the end of the world. We will cope without this, and I think we will all be better off without it.
Is it fair enough to seek some sort of alternate to this pain management? Are we looking, is there a herbal option perhaps?
Yes.
Stronger Panadol-type alternative on the cards?
And paracetamol, remember, paracetamol is a liver toxic drug. We're talking here long term.
Yeah.
Herbs, at least, we can use long term. So turmeric, ginger, boswellia, willow bark, these things are okay as an underlying anti-inflammatory for pain, Ed, depending where the pain's coming from.
Yeah.
But get some help. Put into place something that you can put in underneath. Krill oil, omega-3s, really important in both food and supplements. They are anti-inflammatory. So there's a string of things you can do.
All righty. Now, we'll take a breath. We're going to come back with more of your calls in just a sec. And really looking forward to a chat with Adelaide Crows superstar. The women's AFL kicked off on Friday night. Aaron Phillips didn't play last night. A little injury at training. We'll ask the reasons why and catch up with her. She's a House of Wellness ambassador as well for Chemist Warehouse. Aaron Phillips joining us after this here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It is Ed Phillips here across the country with Gerald Quigley. Even though cricket's still being played right around the land, the second season of the Women's AFL kicked off finally on Friday night. Long time coming. It was the Carlton-Collingwood clash at Icon Park. And who could forget last year's amazing groundbreaking opener there. The same ground was filled to capacity. I think thousands were even locked out of the stadium. An incredible start to what turned out to be a stunning debut season. To tell us what 2018 might bring, we are joined by the Adelaide Crows co-captain, superstar, not little sister, Erin Phillips. Hello to you.
Good morning, big brother. How are you?
Settle, Erin, settle.
Now, we were devastated not to see you run on for the Crows last night. What happened to you?
Yeah, so I just tweaked my quad at training Friday and, tried to push through it as much as I could. And then, final decision was to just to not risk it any further and get myself right for this week.
Erin, I watched the game because I'm a fan of Adelaide, even though I live in Melbourne. They missed you, didn't they?
Mm.
They missed your leadership.
Yeah, definitely. I think... another player who's obviously All-Australian last season, Courtney Cramey, All-Australian defender. Definitely, whenever you have injuries, it definitely disrupts the team. But, I think credit to Brisbane. I think they just came out and outplayed us and outworked us. And it's probably, the little things like, that sense of urgency and intensity, they just beat us in those categories. Kind of the ones you can control, which just makes it a bit more disappointing.
Now, Erin, Gerald and I both met you at a big Christmas do last December, didn't we? We were rather unashamed fans of yours. A brief snapshot for you. Two Olympics, if you don't mind, in basketball. You've still been trying to fit in some basketball into your hectic career, along with raising little twinnies, and on top of that, all the footy commitments. Something's got to give. Is basketball just being shunted to the side, I hear, at the moment?
Yeah, so... I decided to retire from playing basketball just, like you said, purely rattling off all those things is work in itself. Having twins is a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week job. But when you add footy into it, definitely makes it even more interesting. But, look, basketball's not too far away. I in the off-season of football in April, I head back to America and I'm coaching with the Dallas Wings, so I'm still in touch.
Just in your spare time,
exactly, plenty of spare time. But look, it's great that I can still be involved in two sports that I really love.
Erin, you must be thrilled as the AFLW moves ahead at the number of younger girls who just admire what you do. And can I might add, Ed and I chatted to most of the captains last year across the season. And we both commented on how well you articulate your role in sport, how much you're enjoying your footy, how humbling it is when little kids come up and ask for your autograph that are football fans. How do you see this as the years go by? Do you see it developing into really becoming a really important part of our culture?
Oh, absolutely. And look, I play to play football to win and, to compete. But whenever I get a young kid that comes up to me and just says, look, I want to play football one day and, being more a girl, but, even especially the girls, because they never, 2 years ago, they couldn't say that they wanted to play AFL football. So it's incredibly special. And, I definitely see this league growing to the point where it does become full-time, a full-time job. I mean, we have plays in our team, most of them, if not all of them, have full-time jobs or a part-time job. And, you know, they do it tough. They go from work from 9 to 5, and then they come to training and quickly get their boots on, and off they go for a pretty grueling two-hour session. So, look, I hope and I'm really optimistic that, you know, this is going to turn into a level where it can be a full-time position for them. But unfortunately, I think it might be past my time.
So. Oh, cut it out. You guys play a great brand of football. By the way, I mean, as the rules stand, basketball's meant to be a non-contact sport, but it's as rough as all get out too, isn't it? What's the change-up in the physicality like for you? Do you notice it, or is it a typical day at the office?
Oh, yeah. No, look, don't get me wrong. Footy is the hardest game, I think, played in the world. I mean, you've got to have every kind of... first of all, energy system. You've got to be, you know, fast. You've got to be able to run long distance, and you've got to be able to get hit and hit other people and get straight back up. So basketball, don't get me wrong, there's definitely some physicality, some elbows, and you know, some pretty heavy screens. But you know, all those you know you don't get away with very often. But football, it's kind of let loose. So yeah, it's definitely harder.
Well done. How do Blake and Brooklyn feel about Mum playing footy? You know, are they embracing the whole thing?
Oh, well, they have no clue at the moment. They only worry about what the next meal is, and how many toys they can take out the box before we have to clean them back up. But no, look, they, you know, I'm really lucky to, you know, raise them, and Tracy and I are really lucky to raise them in two environments where you know, I'm with the Dallas Wings in America, and they're around professional basketball athletes, and then I bring them back to Australia, and you know, they're in, I bring them out to trainings, and they're around these, you know, amazing women who work hard and fantastic role models. So we're really privileged to be in those two spaces.
What a great point. Well, what a great point. Have you tried to explain AFL to those in Dallas? How did you go?
I have. It's actually, there's a bit of a following movement happening in Dallas. There's some wannabe Crows fans transitioning, but look, they always, you know, before they see it, and when I, you know, when they heard that I was playing football, I had to keep going over the fact that A, it wasn't rugby, and 2, it's not soccer, and 3, that they actually had to go and watch it for me to try to explain what it is. So when they do watch it, they think I'm absolutely insane playing it.
Yes,
so.
And you're not actually covered in 3.5 inches of padding all over you.
Well, that's right. They wonder what padding I wear, and I say, well, I have a mouth guard, and they kind of look at me oddly going, that's it.
I love it. Well, you're a great ambassador for the AFL over there in the US, and also recently take on the role as a Chemist Warehouse Wellness Ambassador too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, really excited. You know, when I got that opportunity to work with Chemist Warehouse, and you know, I love to work with brands that have the same vision and beliefs and that I do, and Chemist Warehouse are fantastic, and especially with all the wellness programs. You know, I'm a very, very healthy eater. My family is really healthy. I do give them occasional snack and treat, but look, Chemist Warehouse is a fantastic brand, and I'm just so, so proud to be a part of it.
What a wellness ambassador. Well, you're a weapon. There's no question. And we're going to get you back on the ground next week. You're taking on Collingwood, I think. Oh, God help us.
Next week, we're taking on Melbourne.
Wrong
Melbourne team, but that's the last round, so you've jumped a few rounds.
Okay. Yes. And they just, Melbourne just sneaked in. Would they be the front runners, or, you know, I don't, people are writing Adelaide off, but I think that they do that to their peril.
No way.
Melbourne probably the front runners, maybe, Erin?
Yeah, definitely. There'll be a right up there, the team to beat. I mean, they had a good win against GWS. What, 2 nights ago?
Last night.
And but look, it was only a goal in it, so this competition is so, so tight. And being only 7 rounds, like pretty much it's a one big final series.
That's right. Well done.
Anything can happen.
You can't ask the reigning captain of the reigning champions whether Melbourne's the best front running team,
look,
Gerald.
Erin, she is a diplomat, and it's all about the sport. And I felt very sorry for Erin, because I would have put that game last night on the Adelaide Oval, not at Norwood.
Yes, never mind. Hey, first round, really exciting stuff. We can't wait to get you back on deck. And lovely to chat to you. Welcome to the Chemist Warehouse family too, Erin.
Thank you. Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Erin.
Lovely to speak to you. Erin Phillips, their super champion of the women's AFL. We've got a little break coming up, more on the other side of this here at House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Wagner Vitamins, committed to quality and available exclusively from Chemist Warehouse.
Gerald Quigley is here to take your calls too at the House of Wellness. Ken, waiting patiently in Eltham, good morning to you. A quick one before we go.
Hi, Ken.
Look, my wife has a very itching back and head for about 2 months. She got a thing from the chemist, from the doctor, which is betamethasone
cream.
And that doesn't seem to be doing any good. Now, she does work a lot in the garden, so whether she picked up something, I don't know.
How can we help
you? Lots of things. Ken, I'm sure you're on computer. Could I bother you just to give me a tasteful photo of that rash on her back and send it to the houseofwellness.com.au and I'll give you an answer this afternoon on some suggestions. Will you do that?
Good deal. We'll get Ken to follow that up. Now, I've got a couple of quick suggestions. Someone's about to score the $100 gift voucher to spend at Chemist Warehouse. I would just give you a couple of options if you're walking in there to spend up big. There's a lovely Delta Goodrum perfume. It's $49.99. There is a Jennifer Aniston one. Remember, she, the star of Friends, has her own Chapter One perfume out. It's $29. And $59.99 will get you the beautiful Marc Jacobs Daisy perfume. That's $30 off the regular price. So there
for
we
Valentine's
go.
Valentine's Day, which is coming up.
Who's going to score the gift voucher?
Lewis, today you are the winner. Lewis from Hoppers Crossing. You are the winner of our $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. You've recognised you want to do something about your weight. You are frustrated. And this perhaps will help you get on the way.
Fantastic. GQ, lovely spending the morning with you. We're back next Sunday with another House of Wellness. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everyone. See you soon.
From high net worth investors to mum and dad traders, everyone would rather pay less fees. Self Wealth is Australia's only fixed fee brokerage solution, saving you up to 70% on brokerage fees. Pay just $9.50 per trade regardless of trade size and count your earnings, not your costs. Self Wealth has been awarded cheapest online broker by Money Magazine. Compare brokerage fees now and sign up for free. Visit selfwealth.com.au and click online trading.